The redistricting process will be different this time with the Utah Legislative Committee and the Utah Independent Redistricting Commission each drawing a set of maps defining political districts across the state. Census data shows Utah's 18% population gain made it the fastest growing state in the last decade. Gordon Haight, who heads the Independent Redistricting Commission, says his panel is designed to give the public a voice in the process.
The commission has taken the responsibility of making sure that these are the people's maps. Our biggest activity is going out and talking to the public. We've been meeting with mayors. We've been meeting with the public. We've been going to the farmers market, every kind of activity we can in order to get public input.
The commission was created by ballot proposition to replace the legislature's role in the process. However, members of the legislature used a clause in the state constitution to replace the results with a compromise to allow both groups to draw maps and to give the legislature the final say. Haight says while his panel will retain experts to draw their final maps, they'll post software online so citizens or groups can draw and submit their own suggestions for districts.
We have a mapping tool that allows people to go online and actually draw maps for the entire state. Sometimes it can be a little intimidating, so we also have a software program that just allows you to draw your communities.
The Legislative Redistricting Committee plans hearings across the state starting in September to take public comment. Haight says the Independent Commission also has scheduled public meetings to take comments over the next 4 weeks. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Harley Barnes.